Jane Jensen's son is fighting in Iraq. She heads a Madison-based family support group that recently sent dozens of packages off to soldiers filled with everything from candy and snack foods to warm clothing for units stationed in Afghanistan.
This week, we sent out black stocking caps to cover the ears that women said that when they're on patrol, like it's getting so cold at night, they can wear a black stocking cap under their hat.
Jensen says she gets a steady stream of emails from soldiers' families with lists of things their sons, daughters, or husbands have asked for. Lieutenant Colonel Tim Donovan of the Wisconsin National Guard says efforts like that are welcome because they target individual soldiers who've asked for specific things. But he says the military is trying to stop the donation efforts of some other well-meaning citizens. Increasingly, he says people are sending box loads of things like chapstick or toothpaste to one soldier in the hopes they'll distribute them to others.
We're trying to make people aware of the fact that everything they hear anecdotally isn't true or isn't universal. If a soldier in some lonely outpost in northwestern Iraq doesn't have toothpaste, that doesn't mean that every soldier in Iraq is having a problem finding toothpaste.
There's also a security concern about packages sent without a return address. Lori Olson of Madison sends things to soldiers stationed with her son in Baghdad, and she says she's heard those concerns.
There's been some fear about prank presents, dangerous things being sent, angry things being sent.
There have been no incidents of pranks reported. The Defense Department is urging people to channel their support for the troops to soldiers' families here at home instead of sending gifts overseas. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.